Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I will be continuing on with the series of messages, Seven Symptoms of a Sinking Society. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 3 stated, "The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man. God shall not put up with the wickedness of America forever. Judgment is coming." It seems that America has been sinking, even as I have been bringing this series of messages. I've been speaking about, number 5, the perverted indoctrination of children. Many young people in America have been indoctrinated with, first of all, the safe sin message, as if there are ways to sin safely. There are no ways to sin safely. Number 2, the evolution lie. Number 3, hyper-environmentalism. There's another subject that I might deal with later, and that is the subject of socialism. The socialistic government school system has taught American young people socialistic philosophies. Should it surprise us if many American young people act as though there is no God, there is no right and wrong, and there is no judgment to come? Proverbs chapter number 15 and verse number 20. "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother." Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 25, "A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him." Proverbs chapter 19 and verse number 18 begins, "Chasten thy son while there is hope." Proverbs chapter number 19 and verse 26, "He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach." Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse 17, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul." First of all, a child is not to be left to himself or herself. Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse number 15 states, "A child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." Number 2, children are to be trained by their parents. I realize sometimes it might be impossible. Sometimes there might be a broken home situation where only one parent is there. But the general rule is that the parents are to train up their children in the way that they should go. Number 3, children are not to be left for the village to train. This socialistic philosophy can result in some very bitter fruit. That is the socialistic philosophy that it takes a village to train children. Listen to the words of this article. Quote, "One afternoon this past April, a Florida mom and dad, I'll call Cindy and Fred, could not get home in time to let their son 11 into the house. The boy didn't have a key, so he played basketball in the yard. He was alone for 90 minutes. A neighbor called the cops, and when the parents arrived, they were put in handcuffs, searched, held overnight in jail. It would be months before their sons, the 11-year-old and his 4-year-old brother, were allowed home again." The mother stated, "The authorities claim he had no access to water or shelter. We have an open shed in the backyard and 2 working sinks and 2 hoses." End of quote. I didn't bring this to pretend that I knew all of the facts of the case, and I didn't do it to defend the parents saying that they were right in all that they did. But I know this, in a society with an "it takes a village" mentality, parental rights may sometimes be trampled on because someone thinks they know better than the parents how to raise their children. You had better be careful in an "it takes a village" society. Number 4, children should not be turned over to the socialistic government so-called education system for training. The government school system has a very poor reputation for teaching children foundational facts that they need, such as reading, writing, and arithmetic and history. And that same system is notorious for teaching children immoral falsehoods. I was in the public school system most of my 1st through 12th grade years, and back then, about 40 years ago, I believe that some of the teachers were trying to be good teachers in a bad system. I'm not saying that all of the public school teachers are monsters of immorality, but still, the system is not right. For years, there has been a widespread indoctrination of children with false philosophy, and America is reaping some of the fruit of it, and it has more reaping to come. 7 symptoms of a sinking society. 1, a great preoccupation with eating, drinking, and playing. 2, an excessive decoration with ornaments. 3, the constant congregation for worldly activities. 4, the attempts at the elimination of God-given roles and boundaries, such as the roles of man and woman, the roles of parents and children, the boundaries between nations, the distinction of the Lord's Day from other days. 5, the perverted indoctrination of children. Then 6, the infatuation with immorality and violence. I first preached the basis for this series in the 90s. I did not realize how America would decline in the intervening time. My late father-in-law said, "This is not the America I grew up in," and that was many years ago. "This is not the America I grew up in." I believe we have entered into a new era in American history, an era in which unless there is repentance from the path that this country is on, and unless God takes us away by death or the rapture, many of us that are saved by the grace of God might personally feel the effects of the judgment of God falling upon this nation in greater and greater ways. It has been reported that since Roe v. Wade, over 60 million babies have been legally aborted, but the majority of Americans did not feel their little bodies being torn apart or chemically burned or cruelly killed in some other way. The majority of Americans did not hear the silent screams in the wombs of the mothers in the murder mills. Most of us did not observe their struggles as they were being torturously killed. But unborn babies and partially born babies have felt the results of laws that the left has pushed to pass, and we might feel as well results of laws of the left if Christ tarries much longer and things continue down the downward path that they have been going. Many Americans have been infatuated with immorality and violence. Here's some information from the 1828 Webster's Dictionary for the word infatuate. Quote, "To make foolish, to affect with folly, to weaken the intellectual powers, or to deprive of sound judgment." In general, this word does not signify to deprive absolutely of rational powers and to reduce to idiocy, but to deprive of sound judgment so that a person infatuated acts in certain cases as a fool or without common discretion and prudence, whom God intends to destroy, he first infatuates. The judgment of God will be very visible in infatuating people, ripe and prepared for destruction. Later it says, "Men are often infatuated with a love of gaming or of sensual pleasure." End of quote. Many in America have gone crazy over immorality and violence. Doesn't it seem like many Americans have acted as though they were deprived of sound judgment? Doesn't it seem like many Americans have acted as though they did not have common discretion and prudence and have acted as though they are fools? America has been allowed enough of the rope of freedom, prosperity, and idle time to hang herself with. What should the atmosphere in homes in America be like? Consider words from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 and 19. "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Then in verse number 21, "That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children. The American home should be one with an atmosphere of holiness, righteousness, and peace. American parents should be teaching their children good things, godly things, scriptural things. Instead, many American children have been wrongly indoctrinated in government school systems, by television, by social media, by sensual music, and by parents setting the wrong examples. This country has been headed for the same state that the world was in before the flood. Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. It is a shame that there is so much filthy talk in America. The Apostle Peter told of false teachers having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. Jeremiah chapter number 5, verses 8 and 9. They were as fed horses in the morning. Every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Imagine horses that are full, idle, and penned up, neighing after their neighbor's wives, so to speak. Even if immoral men are kept from having a woman that they desire, they might still whoop, whistle, vocalize, and verbalize their desire for her. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 4 states, whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. America has gone crazy over immorality. A quotation from the AFA of Florida from way back in July 1995 stated that the centerfolds in the first issues in 1953 of Playboy were less revealing than what was on the front of a particular magazine's cover in 1995, America has gone deeper and deeper in the gutter. Violence. A list of names that have been prominent in the news because of being infamous for violent attacks could be given. The Boston bomber, James Holmes, the theater shooter, Dylan Roof, the Charleston shooter, and so on. In recent years, statistics have shown 500 or more murders in one year in Chicago. Some Americans have had a steady diet of violence through videos, video games, and even so-called rap music. Genesis chapter number 16, verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Today, if something that is considered a social injustice is committed, people, even professing believers, may go on social media making inflammatory remarks even before all of the facts that are needed to make a good decision are out. The infatuation with immorality and violence is a sign of a sinking society.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.